This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. So this is part two of our journey through how the Quran teaches us how to behave. So we are coming to a very beautiful verse in Surah Ali Imran. So this particular verse, mashallah, tabarakallah, again, it's going to highlight a particular attitude that we all have to keep under control. And it's nothing, and that particular attitude is, of course, anger. When we lose our anger, and throughout the course of history since the beginning of mankind, anger, when it's not controlled, can cause people to do, say, and act in the craziest way possible. It's caused people to fight, to hurt each other, lives are lost, and even at like a bigger scale, a larger scale, whether it be at a political level, global level, community level, social level, you name it, anger destroys everything. And this is why when a man came to the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, awsini. Oh Allah, give me, oh Messenger of Allah, give me some advice. But the word awsini is actually the command form of wasiya or wisaya, the plural. Wasiya means to give me some advice that I could take on for the rest of my life. In other words, this was the one piece of advice that could be lifelong. I know I don't have to ask anyone else to give their input. Just give me that piece of advice. And out of all the things the Prophet ﷺ could have said, I want you all to just imagine for a moment, what would you have said to this man? I mean, a lot of us would have probably thought of, okay, maybe salah, maybe go make hajj, maybe be good to your family, maybe, you know, start praying tahajjud, pray some extra nawafil, something along those lines of worship. But the Prophet ﷺ tells this man, لا تغضب, don't lose control over your anger. Now, this particular verse that I've chosen today, found in Surah Ali Imran, is actually one of a collection of verses that Allah describes the qualities of a muttaqi, so the qualities of somebody who possesses taqwa. And the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is He says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. They are the ones, this is the first quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the quality that I love the most when it comes to the qualities of a muttaqi. And the first thing He says, that in times of الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّى and وَالضَّرَّى, in times of ease and in times of difficulty, the muttaqi is the one that's always going out and giving for the sake of Allah, always charitable. So this is really key, especially for the times that we're living in. A lot of us are scared. A lot of people are scared to give a portion of their wealth, to donate, and so on and so forth. It's a scary thing because reports are telling us to hold on to our wealth, save our money. This is going to happen. Economy is going down. It's going to be difficult, etc., etc. Like the list just goes on. But this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping us to shift that attitude and say, look, when it comes to everything that surrounds you, you have no choice in the matter. That is Allah's territory. But when it comes to when Allah gives you an amana, a trust, and tells you how to use that trust, we have to be able, as believers, as people of Iman, we have to be able to respond and do our best to do what is right, even when it's difficult. Even when there's uncertainty, it's about doing what is right. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those true qualities of a muttaqi is even in times of ease or hardship, they're always giving, they're always doing their best to share some of their wealth, some of the blessings Allah gives them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and He says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ. You see, the word kalzimin comes from kalzama. And kalzama means to when something reaches to its peak, like it's filled to the top. Kalzama is also used to describe, like if you fill up a cup or a pot with anything, with water or juice, and it reaches the top and you put a cover on top of it so it doesn't spill over. That's called kalzim or kalzama. Allah says kalzimin. Kalzimin here is actually one of the words in the Quran to describe anger. And as we all know, anger has different levels, different forms, and there are different names for different types of anger. Like you'll have just regular anger, then you'll have a rage, then you'll have out of control. Like you have different levels and different terminologies that refer to those levels of anger. This is one of them in the Quran, where it's called kalzimin. Kalzimin is when you're so angry, people can see it on your face, they can see it in your demeanor, the way that you're acting, the way that you're talking, but you're not actually letting it out. So you could just walk around with a face that looks like, you know, the craziest monster on the planet. You're just walking around, people can see that you're upset, that you're angry, you're in this rage, but you don't actually say anything or do anything to illustrate that anger. You bottle it in, you hold on to it. I mean, this is all about self-control here. That's what the point of this ayah is. It's all about self-control, especially when it comes to your anger. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is that even for a muttaqi, you shouldn't do that. That if you have rage and you have anger and you're about to snap, control even the rage within. Even if you don't snap, you don't let out that anger. People don't see you say or do crazy things. But the point is you have it within. Allah says, don't do that. I don't like that as your creator. I don't appreciate that because you're a muttaqi. And that's really important, subhanAllah. That if anybody is bottling up these kinds of emotions, you have to do something about it. You have to talk to somebody. You've got to seek help. You've got to be able to unload that, but in a different way, in a way that doesn't hurt others. So it might be just literally sitting down and speaking to somebody that appreciates you, that can give you and offer you some good advice. You literally have to say, like, I get into this rage, but so far I'm able to control it, but I don't want that rage to happen. You know, and it could be for the most minuscule things. So this is a real problem. And the Quran is teaching us that one of the ways that we have to gain control of that is we shouldn't be feeling like that. Nobody should be going through rage after rage or anger after anger and just bottling it up. Should be able to heal and nurture and try to prevent yourself from feeling that way. It could definitely lead to a point where you will end up snapping. You will end up just exploding. And that's definitely what we don't want. And so what this ayah is teaching us is that before you even get to the point where you let loose and you just lose control, try to keep control by healing yourself from kalzimin, that rage that's building up within, and it shouldn't be there. Well, kalzimin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, al-ghayz. Ghayz is when you start like to physically show the anger, like your fists start to, you know, they start to tighten, you start to become tense, your facial expression, like you're just about to pop. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when your anger reaches here, you know how we say that to each other quite often, right? We'll say like, I've had it up to here with you. That's kalzimin. But then you start to tense up, your demeanor starts to change, that's ghayz. So put it all together. The emotions within, and even if people see anger off of you, they'll come up to you and be like, you know, why you look so angry? Why are you so mad? Did something happen? Allah is saying that for a muttaqi, avoid doing that. Heal yourself from that. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not appreciate, especially when you're somebody who possesses taqwa. وَالْكَالْظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Here's the thing that I find absolutely remarkable. The Quran teaches us a lot of different methods of how to cure anger. This is one of them. Allah then says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. عَافِينَ from عَفُو. We just came out of Ramadan, last 10 nights. What was the one dua that we're constantly repeating? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'fu 'anna. Oh Allah, you are the one that pardons. You love to pardon, so pardon us. So what is Allah saying? One of the ways to heal this emotion that's raging from within is just forgive, man. Pardon. Let things go. There's no point. So usually when somebody bottles up that kind of emotion, and it doesn't lead them to an action, it's the first indication that that emotion, you should just let it go. And if it happens more and more often, it means that, okay, address what you have to address, but keep your cool. And if you can't address it, if it was a one-off thing, let it go. Whoever ticked you off, you know, one very common example is that when you're driving on the road and somebody cuts you off and then they blame you, you know, they start blowing their horn on you. You're just innocent. You're just cruising. You're driving, doing your thing. They cut you off, but they're getting angry at you and they start cursing you out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look, then you build up that rage. You start getting angry. You want to pound the horn. You want to go after that person. You want to run them off the road, whatever the case is. Allah is saying, when you're a muttaqi, it's all about self-control. And situations like that, just let it go. Let it go. It happens. It's part of driving. Just leave it alone. And I think that's a very, very important, profound way to heal and to keep us, to an extent, to control these particular emotions. Just because if you don't, it causes people to behave, to say and act in the most craziest way. People who have anger that they harbor, and they keep within, it's just a matter of time before that anger just pops out and they may say or do something crazy that, of course, 99% of the time when you do something out of anger, you end up regretting it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, just let certain things, let it go, especially when you have kalfimin and ghaidh, when you're raging within and you're starting to tense up, situations like that, just leave it alone. One side note, when you act upon the anger, like you're ready now to do something, that's called ghadab. That's called ghadab. So Musa alayhi salam, when he returned back from speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he returned back to his people, saw what was about to happen, and he came back as ghadbana asifa, right? He came back and he was just ready to do something. And boy, did he do things, right? So the point is that it led to an action. So we're not talking about ghadab. That's a later stage of anger, which we will eventually come to a little bit later. But right now, it's just all about the emotions that are getting fired up from within. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as a muttaqi, this is unacceptable. You have to control that as well. So we don't get to say, yeah, I was really angry. Yeah, I came in there. My face looked like I was like the devil or something. But I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. Yeah, I didn't talk to nobody. But I just sat there in my corner and mind my own business. What's everyone else's problem? You don't get to say that. Because your impression that you give to others, that they will now assume a perception about you, they'll perceive that, okay, they look like this because they're acting that way. You're accountable for that stuff. Like, you don't get to just walk into somebody's house, speak to nobody, have this face and you know, you're full of anger or you're upset about something, but you don't say a word. Because people feel bad. People will see that energy and they'll address it and they'll be like, what's going on? Are you okay? Did I say something? Did I do something? So all of these things in between, this is what kalfimin al-ghaidh is all about. It's about us to be able to keep that all under control. And we are also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that we're accountable for the impression that we project to others. The impressions that we project to others. And then finally, Allah concludes and he says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and pardon. You notice that the ayah doesn't say وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. It doesn't say just pardon Muslims. And nas, everybody. Your neighbor ticks you off. You want to say something, but you decide not to. Okay, let it go. Somebody on the road tick you off. They did something. You want to do something back, but you decide not to. Let it go. Your parents, your siblings, your friends, your community, something. It's going to be part of life anyway. You're going to get upset. People are going to rub you the wrong way. But you decided that you weren't going to say or do anything. You don't get to hold grudges and cut them off and cut ties with them and block them and then do this and do that. Unacceptable. Unacceptable according to these verses. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah azza wa jal loves the righteous. Muhsin is somebody who has ihsan. Ihsan is the peak of iman. It's when you worship Allah as though you see Him, even though you don't see Him, He sees you. What that means is you're always conscious that Allah is monitoring you. So ihsan is the act. Muhsin is the one who practices the act, who performs the act. So Allah says, I love the muhsin. So put it all together. Aren't we talking about taqwa? Allah is saying, if you can control the rage within, and you're able to extinguish that, then you now graduate from being a muttaqi, and now you are a muhsin. People ask all the time, how do I reach the peak of iman, the level of ihsan? Well, this is one of the answers. Control your anger. control your anger, Allah will bless you with the level of ihsan. And so I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of us, that we're able to taste, experience, and live amongst those who are al-muhsineen, the ones who have ihsan and practice ihsan, and people see beauty in ihsan from our faces, in our actions, and in our demeanor. One very beautiful example is found in Surah Yusuf. When Yusuf alayhi salam, every time somebody meets him, they say, "Inna naraka min al-muhsineen." We see you as somebody who is muhsin. When he was in prison, there were two individuals that were charged for a crime and they were in prison with him. They don't even know who Yusuf alayhi salam is. They just looked at him and they're like, "Inna naraka min al-muhsineen." We see you as somebody who is muhsin. Which tells you that this level of ihsan is really, it has a lot to do with just actions. It's not even just saying things. It's just about how you conduct yourself. And so it almost seems as though that the Quran hints more towards that how you behave gives you a better chance of reaching that level of ihsan. And so this is one of those ayah. This is one of those verses. We would do our very best to try to control this emotion. And again, if you feel like this is something repetitive, it's happening more and more where you're getting angry for the littlest things, but you're not letting it go. But it's there and it's distracting and it's upsetting you. You don't want to talk to nobody. You walk around with this frown face. Everything upsets you. Then it might be wise for you to talk to somebody, to get some counsel, navigate through that. The ayah doesn't say don't seek help. Allah is saying that this quality, if you leave it as is, I don't like it. This is not the quality of a muttaqi. So Allah tells us that this is one of those things that if you control it, so meaning you do the things that you need to do to prevent that from happening or at least decrease it, that is the quality of a believer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates. So with that being said, I pray that Allah azza wa jal keeps us, blesses us with self-control, protects us from ever losing our anger. We know that we're going to be tested with it, we're going to experience it, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to overcome that. So that's today's reminder, guys, of how the Quran teaches us to behave. So stay tuned for part 3, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. And again, we're going to do a bunch of these, inshallah ta'ala. I think it's really important. Nobody's really done this online, and I think it's really important that we address some of these issues, inshallah ta'ala. So jazakumullahu khairan, everybody. Take care, and I will see you next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.